Hello, my name is Jill Thomas, Managing Director of Future Life Wealth Management, and I'd like to introduce you to Future Thoughts. Saturday was a rainy day. I remember sitting in the front lounge looking through some documents for my mum, trying to help her with her personal financial administration. And there was a letter from a very well-known mutual building society with regards to monies that she has with them in a cash ISA. Now, she's been with this society for the best part of 70 years. And what was telling was the summary documentation that was supporting the renewal of the terms on this cash ISA. And what they were doing is the interest rate on the annual tax-free allowance was 0.01%. Now, let me put that into context. In the following boxes, what it did was clearly demonstrate in 12 months based on, let's say, £1,000, £10,000 or £50,000 being deposited with them, but on £1,000 at a rate of 0.01%, that would just give 10p return on the cash monies invested with them. And it made me wonder, what can I actually buy with that 10p these days? Particularly when, as a child, I could go down to the corner shop and I'd be buying blackjacks or fruit salads, and I think there was 8 for a penny. Mind you, I think I'm showing my age here. But in the current climate, where Bank of England base rate is 0.1%, and we may have negative interest rates come the monetary policy review at the Bank of England on the 5th of November. The reality of it is that these monies, particularly for older people who do not want to take risk, are being eroded and eroded incredibly fast. Now, I want to put the challenge down. It's a privilege to look after people's money. I have always, from my position as a financial planner, started with that default position. I want to put the challenge down to each and every one of us. If we are going to be treated by institutions in this way, we need to walk. We need to challenge them on the rates of return that they are giving us and find other institutions and organisations that are giving us fairer returns for our money, although I accept that this is in an environment where interest rates and returns are significantly lower than they have historically been. But we've got to stop our indecision. We've got to stop putting our heads in the sand, and we have got to start reviewing where our monies are and making sure that we can get the best return we possibly can. So thank you for listening to Jill Thomas and Future Thoughts. And if you want further information on Future Thoughts or from us, please contact us on 01 246 435 996 or info@wealthmanagement.uk.com.